Okay, Rick, well, here's a question, bro. Do you know why Jesus had to die? Like, what was going on with that?
I mean, I guess because he loved us. That's what I've always learned.
Yeah, I've heard that 1,000 times. That when I was a kid, I always heard that Jesus died to show that he loves us. Yeah. And I think that's true as far as it goes. But I never found that all that satisfying because I didn't understand what that meant. Like, how does dying show somebody that you love them? You know, like for instance, are you dating anybody right now?
No.
Okay. You love, say, I don't know, your mom?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. So let's say you go home at Easter and you want to show your mom how much you love her, okay? And so you say, Mom, I love you and I want to show you how much. And then you pull out a gun, you put it in your mouth, and you pull the trigger, and you just explode your head all over the living room. Okay? Yeah. Right now, what's your mom? You've died to show your mom that you love her. What is she going to think at that point?
That doesn't show love. I don't know.
Right, like, yeah. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's insane. She's not going to appreciate that at all. So do this for me, bro. Rewrite the script. Give me a new scenario in which you could die on purpose. And that would, instead of being insane, it would show love for your mom. Give me a scenario.
Maybe like when I'm at home for that trip, like someone breaks into the house maybe or something, and like he's about to shoot my mom or something. I jump in front of it. Was that?
Yeah, exactly right. The robber's going to shoot her, and then you die in her place. Or you could pick 100 different examples like that. You know, maybe your house burns down and she's asleep in there, and you could be out safe, but you go back in the building to get her. And as you're pulling her out, you know, you bring her to safety, but you know the beam falls and you die yourself. We could come up with a whole bunch of scenarios, but what would be the common element in every one of them would be that your mom would be in some really dangerous predicament in each one. And it seems that the principle is that death only shows love when the beloved is in grave danger. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Your mom's in danger. You die to save her, to rescue her from that. And that is really what makes your act be loving and not just really insane. Okay? Now, if what we said earlier is true, that Jesus' death shows love, and if it's also true that death only shows love when the beloved's in grave danger, what must that mean about our predicament?
Well, I mean, obviously, I guess that we're in some sort of danger.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Huh. If death shows love and we're in danger, Jesus' death shows love, well, then we must be in danger. And the question then really is, what are we in danger of? Do you have any idea of what is that, what's that bullet, so to speak, that Jesus is jumping in front of?
I don't know off the top of my head. I mean, I thought about it maybe, but...
Okay. Yeah. Well, do you remember a minute ago when we were looking through this booklet, we talked about that the penalty for sin is death. Remember that whole thing?
Yeah.
The idea, I think that the bullet that Jesus was jumping in front of is the judgment of a holy God for our sin. That everything that we've ever done has earned us a penalty. And rather than letting us absorb that penalty, absorb that danger ourselves, Jesus is willing to jump in front of it and absorb it for us. So when he was hanging on the cross, really what he was doing was he was taking that danger so that you wouldn't have to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, wow.